Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
At least 17 people have died and dozens more were reported missing, including many children, following two shipwrecks off the southern coasts of Italy yesterday. A vessel run by the German aid group Rescue Ship helped to rescue 51 people from one of those boats. And the captain of that rescue ship, Ingo Viert, joins me on the line. Ingo, thank you for joining us this morning. So you received a Mayday call yesterday afternoon. You went to assist in the rescue of dozens of people off the coast of Lampedusa. Can you tell us what you found when you arrived at the ship?
Yes, good morning from my side, and thanks for calling me. We received the Mayday relay at about 3 o'clock in the morning from a small German sailing ship, Dakini, and we took course on the place where we tried to find them. It was time about 4 o'clock when we reached the area, and we found a completely overcrowded wooden boat with 50 people on the deck, and the boat was almost sinking, and so we delivered life jackets to the people, and then we took the decision to disembark the people at once because the boat was taking water and water.
So you brought as many people as you could on board your own vessel, and then you and your colleague boarded this wooden ship to check if there was anybody else there. And what did you find?
That's right. You know, we call them double decker. That means the people are sitting on the deck, and they have in the basement a space where normally the fisherman puts his fish or his fishing gear. And so after we had the people on board, because before we took them on board, we asked everybody for the situation on board, and we asked, is everybody healthy? Any people unconscious, or is there somebody sleeping since hours and hours, just to find out if somebody's unconscious? They said everybody's fine, and then we inspected the basement of the boat, and we found out there was a whole lot of people down there, and water was about half a meter, and a lot of gasoline. And so we counted the people. We counted about 12 people.
12 people who were deceased?
12 people. We didn't have any sign of life from them. And then we went down to the basement and we inspected everybody. And our doctor first found one guy at the very end of the basement. And he said, oh, I think he's breathing a little bit. And so we took off the dead bodies, which were in the way. And then we pulled him out from the basement, and we took him into our hospital, our small hospital on our ship. And the medical staff started working on him, and they gave him oxygen and everything which was needed. And yeah, he's still alive.
So you found one survivor down there?
So far, yes, one. And after a while, we the nurse came and said, come on, Ingo, let's do a second inspection, a double check for the people if they're really all dead. And so we went down to the basement again, and she found one at the very end on the other side, and she said, oh, I think he's still alive. And so I said, close his nose and try to find out. And so she said, I'm pretty sure he's alive. But the risk for capsizing of the boat was so immense that I decided to leave the bottom of the boat and to open the deck from the outside with an axe and a hammer. And so we made a big hole in the deck, and we pulled him out, and he really was still alive, and he also survived. So we had two of these 12 people surviving this situation.
It's an incredibly difficult situation that you describe, particularly as the boat was capsizing in that moment as well.
No, the boat didn't capsize, but I was totally afraid if the boat would capsize in this situation, that we both are down in the basement of the boat. It would have been the grave for my colleague and me. And so we decided to open the boat, the deck from the outside, and don't take the people out or the person out from the inside.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now, Ingo. But thank you very much for sharing that dreadful story with us. That's Ingo Wiert, who is captain of a ship with rescue ships.